Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Our live listeners will be enjoying their first coffee of the day. It's a ritual all over the world, and for some, it's essential to wake up and kickstart the day. Ireland was late to the coffee revolution, but is now taking to it with gusto. There are even coffee festivals here, like one in Bird Hill in Tipperary. Alan Andrews runs that festival, but also sells something called boutique coffee in his coffee shops called Gougie in Limerick and Cork, and is sitting in front of me with a nice little selection of coffees. Can I start, Alan? What is boutique coffee?
That's a great question. I think it basically just is a collection of coffees around the world that are more unique than others. Okay. So they're coffees that are hand-picked typically from farms all over the world, and they have some unique flavours.
Okay. So it's posh coffee?
It's more expensive coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure we've got some boutique wine drinkers in your audience.
Yes.
So if you think of parlance there, it's they're more unique flavours, more expensive flavours. And yeah, can be kosh, a little bit snobby maybe in places, yeah.
You've brought a few samples with you of what the beans look like when they've been literally plucked from the tree. And you've got samples there from Ethiopia and from Rwanda and from Kenya.
And you even have
my favourite. You've got decaf, because I'm a decaf boy.
That's right, yeah.
Now, getting all that stuff from all these places costs money.
It does.
And I mentioned that Ireland was late to the coffee game, but now, would you say that we're roughly average with Europeans, or are we heading towards the Italian level of coffee consumption?
In terms of consumption, let's go with the quality first, right? I'd say in terms of the quality of the coffee that we're putting out for customers, is equal or better to lots of places across Europe. Mm. We have a great selection of barista champions in the country, people who are very knowledgeable around coffee, very knowledgeable around running coffee businesses and putting quality in the cup. Mm. So the choice of coffee within even here, the studio, 500-yard walk, you've an amazing choice of great coffees in the city. Those coffees, the more exclusive coffees or the better tasting coffees or the better quality and consistent coffees will cost a little bit more than your average cup.
So what does that mean? Does that mean more than €4 for a cup?
Ah, for sure, yeah. Like you should be paying a fiver a cup these days.
You should be.
Yeah, like for a cafe that's investing in really good equipment, paying their staff well.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like
paying their taxes as well.
Paying their taxes, yeah, because that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And keeping on top of everything, you would expect to be paying close to €5 a cup. Yeah, for a really good cup of coffee.
And that will scare the bejays out of a lot of people who are already frightened at paying €4.50 for a frothy coffee.
Yeah, yeah. But and for pretty mundane coffee and pretty badly executed coffee.
Okay.
And you should be walking away from those shops if it's not executed
really
well.
Talking of walking away, Gougie says it is Ireland's first adult-only coffee bar.
The old barracks is, in Bird Hill.
In Bird Hill.
Yeah, our roastery is an adults-only venue, for
now,
sure. Yeah.
That sounds more suggestive than it should.
That says more about you than it does about us.
Almost certainly.
So adults-only, well, it's interesting because at the top of your show, you're talking about pubs being turned into houses.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, as adults, we all, you know, that the culture was going to pubs, right? Yeah. Adults need somewhere to go. And we can't always be going to places where there are children.
Yeah.
And I think my rationale behind that was, so in short, we have 5 businesses now. One of them is an adults-only venue. The others are all where we welcome children. But the Roastery is a very unique destination in Bird Hill. Mm-hmm. Bird Hill is a very famous village, quaint little village in Tipperary. Mm-hmm. We want to keep that harmony going in the village. We've a nice view of the Loch Derg there, the hills in Moylossa.
Do you ask people to leave if they come in with their 6-year-old?
We offer them coffee to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we offer them coffee to go.
How do you phrase that? You say, sorry, ma'am, you know.
We can serve coffee to take away. Yeah, right. But this is an adults-only space, and it's for everybody else's enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know, because then where do you go? If you start making it a grey area going, well, you can stay because I was on your radio show and you're a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Well, then how does everybody else balance it? Like lots of people come
what
there.
What are people who take out their phone and watch videos with the volume up without headphones? We ask them to take it to go as well?
We don't have that problem, fortunately. But I do get where you're coming from. That's one of my pet hates.
Yeah.
Final quick one.
Yeah. What is your favourite coffee in the whole world?
Ethiopian coffee from Gougie, the region in Ethiopia.
In Limerick and in Cork.
In Limerick and Cork, yeah.
Alan, thank you very much for joining us and for bringing in your samples as well. That is Alan Andrews, who runs the coffee festival in Bird Hill and also has Gougie in Limerick and in Cork.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.